everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in my tiny West Town apartment for the last time in the month of March is...
Esmeralda Leon.
Because Esmeralda is going away for a little bit. Where are you going?
I'm going to California.
You're going to California. How long?
Vegas. For a month.
For a month. So you leave tomorrow at noon or two?
Two.
And so you leave what? March? What is that on
March
the calendar?
8th.
March 8th. When you get back?
April 6th.
Wow, that's a whole month.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Why are you doing this?
I haven't seen family in a long... It's 10 plus years.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen some of these people.
Do you want to
live...
they'll
have babies.
Do you want to live in California?
I wouldn't mind it.
Okay. So this is kind of like a test run?
Not really.
When was the last time you were in California?
2 years ago.
What'd you go for?
I was just visiting.
Just visiting?
Just to visit the city of San Francisco.
So what are you doing this time? Like, where are you hitting?
I'm visiting again.
You're visiting San Francisco.
Sacramento.
Where are you starting?
Sacramento.
Okay.
And then San Francisco, L.A., San Diego, mm-hmm. and then Vegas.
Okay. How long are you staying in each place?
Do About a week.
About a week in each place.
San Francisco is just 3 days.
Why are you going to Sacramento?
I have family there.
Oh, you do?
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Sacramento is the I'm just going to wander around by myself.
Yeah.
Section.
And then San Francisco, who's meeting you there?
No one.
Oh, so San Francisco, you're also going to wander, but you have cousins there that are like your age or something like that?
No, I have cousins in Sacramento. I have
okay.
family there. And then I'm going to San Francisco by myself.
Oh, okay.
For 3 days. And then L.A., I have friends and family.
And who's meeting you in L.A.?
My friend Beth.
Who's have I met Beth?
Yeah, I think
is she the radio girl?
Yes.
Okay.
She works for John Tesh.
She works for John Tesh. No, that's serious. She works for John
she
Tesh.
She does.
He's a tall man.
He is.
Okay, and how long are you going to be in L.A.?
About a week and a half.
Have you been to L.A.?
Oh, a million years ago.
Okay, so you probably don't remember.
I was a child.
Okay, and then you're finishing in Vegas.
Yeah.
What do you hope to accomplish with this trip? Is it just for fun? Is it looking for a job?
No, it's just for fun.
Reconnecting to family?
Yes.
Do you care about that stuff?
Kinda.
Really?
I would like to. I mean, they are the cool side.
Why is it the cool
side?
Because
my dad's side, they're all messed up. They're fucked up people.
Those are the jail ones? We talked about
this on the
show before.
No, actually. They're in Mexico.
Okay. But so this is the same side of the family. The cool side of
the
family is the jail side of the family.
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
But the other ones are just odd and crazy and talk behind each other's backs. And
so that's just
they
family.
Like drama and horribleness. And then this side isn't bad. They're all cool people.
That's just family, though.
Well, not this side.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, they may talk behind their backs, but I don't know.
You're not
I don't
close
know. There's just a different
yet.
Vibe.
There's a vibe. I hate that word, vibe.
What?
Really, vibe. It's a made up. Well, every word is made
How is
up.
Is it a made up word?
What is it? What does it mean? What does vibe mean? What does it actually mean? Define the word vibe without using the word vibe.
Airwaves.
It's about airwaves. So we're vibing on things?
Yes, we are.
That doesn't
we
make
are literally
sense.
Vibing because of the sound waves that are going.
You have such a positive attitude for such bullshit.
Whatever.
There it is.
They're just, I like them, that's all.
Vibes. You like the word vibes. We both sound under the weather because we are. I'm at like 2 weeks.
Are you?
Yeah, I sound poor.
You keep going on and off that... Like,
well,
you'll be fine one day, and then the next, you'll be like, I have a sore throat.
I haven't been 100% in, like, 2 weeks.
That's not good.
But it's not that bad.
You're just kind of, you have a malaise.
I've been warding, a general malaise. I'm about to kill myself.
Oh, no.
I have a general, like, low, I'm, like, at 60. 60 to 60 to 80, which isn't that bad.
Well, maybe you'll get better, because it's getting warmer
It
out.
Is getting warmer. That'll help me. I haven't been smoking as many cigarettes. That's going to help me.
Well, that's good.
But I'm still working a lot. Is that tea just burning your mouth?
No, it hit me in the nose.
Oh, that's not good. I'm drinking a ton of tea, sucking on cough drops, really thinking that it's no longer helping because I'm just
consistently... Well, cough drops don't really they're just...
They make me feel good.
They do, that's it. It's just
well,
a temporary...
That's the point. Yes, the whole thing is temporary.
It's just to go through life.
Yeah.
Without a lot of pain.
Yeah, but I had my first cup of coffee in like 3 weeks today, like just tea.
Well, coffee doesn't...
No, but it's the thing is like I'm drinking tea instead.
But coffee wouldn't, it's not harmful to you.
Usually
when
I
have a cold.
Have a lot of coffee, have a lot of cigarettes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
People are like, are you going to stop smoking? Like,
no,
smoking is great. I want to smoke more cigarettes, and that's why I want to get healthy, so when I smoke these cigarettes, I can enjoy them more.
Oh, I see. So you should go like a year of not smoking and get your lungs all clear,
kinda,
and then start smoking again.
Yeah, kind
of. You kind of offset the effects.
Well, sometimes I'll go a week without smoking, just if I'm not drinking, and then I'll smoke and drink. Oh, it's the best, because I don't need to drink as much.
Does it feel new again?
Yeah, it's great. I don't need to smoke as many cigarettes. I look 10 times cooler. It's so great.
Smoke.
Huge advocate for cigarettes.
You should make you should do some experimenting when you don't smoke mm-hmm. versus when you do smoke.
I think I'm way...
How cool are you?
Oh, I'm way cooler. Way, way cooler.
I would like to see scientific evidence.
Oh, it's just proof. You don't need any scientific evidence.
I just would like to see how
scientists
would say cool.
As Lena says, what would give you a lady boner more? A dude smoking a cigarette playing guitar or a dude playing guitar? That's all I'm saying. It's always the guy with the cigarette.
That is true. And I like when they stick it at the
That's
head.
Stupid. Stop wasting
cigarettes. But it's
funny. Cigarettes.
No, because they put the it there so yeah. they can play.
Yeah, well, just have it in your mouth like Keith Richards, like Slash.
Maybe they can't do all that.
Well, then they're not good guitarists.
I would like to see them get ash on their hand and they burn themselves and then they freak out.
No, it doesn't happen.
Run through run around on the stage. And
how much do you...
It'd be a whole scenario.
Have you
funny.
Burned yourself with ash? It's kind of
no.
hard.
But I'm sure you could.
Yes, but that's... Okay, I see your point, but it's not really that possible.
Okay, the... What is it? The cherry?
The cherry.
All right,
if
how
the
about
cherry
if the
falls,
cherry
yes.
falls off?
But if the cherry's not going to fall off if it's just in your mouth and you're playing guitar.
I would always have a Benny Hill soundtrack ready on hand.
You just have that in your life, though. That was good. Speaking of Benny Hill soundtracks, no segue here. You're taking a train...
I am.
West. You're going from Chicago to Sacramento.
And the whole time I'm going to hear the Benny Hill soundtrack. It's going to be tough. 3 days of that.
That's delightful. See, that was appropriate to use. That word,
okay.
delightful. You don't care. why the train? Is it just a price thing, or do you always
want
to do
it? It is a little
it?
Cheaper, but...
It's not that much cheaper,
It
though.
Isn't.
It's
I got it on sale, though.
Yeah, it's 2 days, right?
Yes.
It's 2 days versus like three
yeah,
hours.
2.5 days.
It's 2.5 days versus like 3 to 4 hours.
But then it's a better view.
It is a better view. Are you excited for this? Or are you kind of worried about this?
I'm excited.
It's going to smell like farts.
Yeah, no. The more the thing I'm more worried about, but I think I've gotten all the bases mm-hmm. covered, is the cleanliness factor.
Okay.
I bought dry shampoo.
Ooh,
I bought wipes.
Wow.
I bought face wipes.
I didn't even think of these things.
And give myself the, as I've heard it been called, the whore's bath.
Yeah, you get the whore bath.
You just do the, you know, pits, crotch.
Pits and tits.
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew. It's the whore. I just like that it's called the whore's bath.
God, that's disgusting.
I didn't even think whores showered. So.
Yeah. Well, I've done the Chicago to New York trip a handful of times on the train. Let me give you a few tidbits of advice.
All right.
Whenever there's a place where you can stop and smoke, go out of the train. Don't smoke cigarettes. I know you don't
just
smoke.
Just walk outside.
Just to get a stretch.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
And just to get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Do that as many times as possible. If you don't think you have to use the bathroom in those places, use the bathroom in those places.
Yeah, no. That's another thing I'm worried about is
yeah.
the bathroom.
Stock up on food.
Oh, I did. I bought snacks at
perfect,
Costco.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. don't be... Well, you're going alone. See, that's the thing. I can't advocate drinking wine.
No, but I was told if there is a smoking car, which I don't think there is anymore.
There wasn't the last time I took the train.
But I was told before, you know, the smoking ban happened, to go into the smoking car, because that's where all the cool people
exactly.
hang out.
Exactly. That's every... All the people that I met that I actually had interesting conversations with were in the smoking
yeah,
car.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hit or miss, though, if I go into the bar
yeah.
car. Because those can be just lonely, lonely, sad people or really
yeah.
cool people.
So
it's a crapshoot.
It's going to be a crapshoot. Do you know if they have internet access on the train?
I don't think they do. I looked around on Amtrak, and I don't
yeah,
think they do.
I don't think they
so
do
I'll
either.
Be without communication.
It's going to be... Are you excited at all? Or are you just like, eh?
I'm just excited to see the flat
yeah.
plains.
You'll be warmer.
What? Oh yeah, that's right.
It's cold. If you didn't know.
Yeah. No, it will be warmer.
All right.
It's about 50 something, I think, in San Francisco.
Are you gonna
so.
Miss your cat?
I guess.
Why are you coming back April 6th? Is it like a reason? Is it just like that's
no,
3-4 weeks
just,
is enough?
No, it's just yeah. Just timing it.
Yeah.
In terms of how long I'm staying in every place.
So you're going to be gone for a month, not working, just hanging out.
Yeah, not working. Well, I wasn't working before.
Yeah,
so.
You're kind of doing. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not working. Thank you, government.
How much money are you bringing?
Thank you, everybody.
Not to people should rob you, but how much money are you planning to spend? Like, how do you budget that?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'm using my tax refund.
Okay.
Plus money I got from that drinking thing.
Okay, the drinking study
the
you did.
The drinking study. So let's hope that's enough. And then John will show up in 2 weeks.
John is your
so
boyfriend.
So he can pay for stuff,
there you
too.
Go. Are you staying in hotels at all?
In San Francisco.
How long? Just 3 days?
Just, yeah.
Hostel or hotel?
Hotel.
Ooh, finally. So you're going to go from couch to hotel. So you'll look like a stand-up comic in Chicago, just couch surfing.
Yeah. No, no. I think my cousins have rooms.
That's nice.
They're adults.
Okay.
They have extra bedrooms.
We need to eat food tonight. What do you want to eat?
We do. I don't know.
Because I was thinking we're both kind of ill. We're not 100%. Like, we could eat anything. Mm-hmm. But there's something, like, there's wings
comfort
at Estelle's.
Food.
I don't really want to eat wings at Estelle's tonight while watching the Academy Awards. So it's like, what the fuck?
Bar food isn't the best, I think, when you're sick.
No, it's not. And then you're in a bar, you're like, I should drink just because you feel weird and bad. And so
I had a cider. I had ciders last night.
Oh, did you?
Thinking that that would help.
How was it?
Because it's apple.
The same. No, it's not apple. God.
I think it was more soothing.
Have you ever had a
Because it's just alcohol in it. And like,
yeah.
And it dulled the pain.
Have you had a hot toddy?
No.
I had one for the. Do you know what a hot toddy is?
I just know it's tea and bourbon. Okay.
And honey. It's interesting.
So are you literally just spiking your teas?
Kind of. Well, the difference is, like, it's a prep thing. I'm whatever. There's a lemon peel involved bullshit.
I see. So you could essentially just have a hot toddy anytime.
Well, it kind of tastes like
it'd be like a pseudo hot toddy.
It just kind of tastes like Irish coffee. That's the weirdest thing, because coffee and tea, not really that similar other than the heat.
Yeah.
No, different completely.
Mm-hmm.
I had an awful... Did you do anything fun today besides... You're doing errands. You're stuck.
No.
I was watching
Blade Trinity.
Why? Were you high?
It was good. It makes me want to watch the other ones.
You and CSI. What the fuck, Merle? Jesus.
What?
How are we friends?
What's so bad with Blade Trinity?
What's name one
Blade.
Thing good about that? Don't say Ryan Reynolds' abs.
I was just going to say his humor. And
okay,
that Wesley Snipes
not
hates him
taxes.
in the whole movie.
And isn't Patton Oswalt in that? For
yes.
A second? That's great.
He's
okay.
like the weapon specialist.
Great. Okay, so let's not talk about Blade anymore. I saw Shutter Island today.
Yeah, how was it?
Shutter Island was good. I read the book, blah, blah, blah. It was fine. So
was it really far off?
No, everything they cut for time, and it didn't mm-hmm. alter the story. So it was
good.
It was a good adaptation, Scorsese. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Webster Place. Webster Place is the movie theater on Webster near
yes.
Ashland Avenue in the Lincoln Park neighborhood of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the chain theaters, it's probably the best.
It is very nice.
I haven't been to the new one.
Aside from the AMCs. Those are very nice.
Yeah,
but those
are
all downtown.
In terms of the normal neighborhood type of theater, this is the best out
mm-hmm.
of them. It's well-maintained. It's clean. They have a thing called the $5 Club. Do you know what
the
yes, $5 Club is? You
club.
Sign up, it's free. You get a card, and they send you an email once a week saying these are the movies for next week. All these movies are $5. It's usually everything that's 2 weeks or older.
Yes,
or 3 weeks or older. So Shutter Island isn't a $5 movie. Fuck it. Avatar's playing within 15 minutes. That's a $5 movie. Let's just do that. Kelsey realizes she doesn't have her $5 Club card.
Uh oh. Yeah, and they don't let you double up.
Here's the
They're
thing
very
about
strict.
That. Kelsey's wallet was stolen. That's why she's in the $5 thing. She's got the iPhone on her. She pulls up like, hey, I'm still getting the email. And the girl's like, I don't know if I can do this. As soon as the girl says...
I don't think it matters.
What? If she doesn't have the card
or
not?
If she just shows it. Because it's probably like a scanning thing, isn't it?
It's not a fucking scanning thing.
No?
Let me get to this.
All
right. She goes, I don't know if I could do this. I have to ask my boss. At this point, I go, let's leave. I say, let's leave for the same reason. You can't check my bag. You fucking idiot. Be fucking nice. It's a simple goddamn golden rule, you dumb cunt. Apparently, you can't fucking think on your own. And here's the thing
about
it. You
should have said these things to the lady.
I kind of did it in a way where Kelsey knew, like, I want to stab all these whores in the neck with a pen. That's only because I'm holding a pen right now and I'm making a stabbing motion. Okay, so I don't know if they're whores. I shouldn't have said that. I wanted to stab these awful cunts in the face
mm-hmm.
with a pen. I'd moved up on the literal body. Okay. So this woman goes, I have to ask my boss. Then the manager goes, well, I can only let one of you do it. Well, obviously, you dumb fucking cunt. I have a card that says it. I could get in for $5. You fucking cunt. Because Cameron needs more money, you chain fuck. No. So I'm freaking out. I'm telling
mm-hmm.
Kelsey, like, let's just fucking go. Because the whole point was we're going to go into the movie and we're going to just go to the other movie.
Yeah.
We're not actually going to see Avatar, which happens to be playing like 10 feet from where these fucking dumb cunts are staring. I'm using these
mm-hmm.
words as the most offensive way possible, by the way. Are you taking offense to this as
no.
a woman? Damn it. What word could I use that could just hurt you and make
Why
you
Why
do
you hurt
me?
I wasn't the one denying
well,
you your $5 club
That is true.
Entrance.
Here's the thing. It's just general. And then Kelsey's like, I'm like, why didn't we just go? I was like, I'm going to the bathroom or else I'm going to freak out even more. I'm freaking out. Why the hell am I freaking out? I need professional help, Merle. Okay, but that's a different topic.
You should have gone to the City North. They probably would have done it for you.
Here's the thing with City North. City North is also a $5 club type
mm-hmm.
thing. It's whatever. They're awful. That is the shittiest theater.
It is, but they'll do anything.
They will do anything. But seeing a movie there is an awful experience.
Those
it's
managers
only good when
actually
you
have power.
It's not a power thing.
No, but they'll, you know... This one time we were there, And the stupid Fandango machine mm-hmm. wouldn't give us tickets. And the guy gave us 2 free passes to get in. We're like, awesome.
Okay, that's fine and dandy. And that's how it should be.
Like, they have power. They know not to fuck with the people who go there because they will yell at them for 10 hours.
It's not... Yes, exactly. That is actually true, which is the ironic part. Lincoln Park, very nice neighborhood. That's in, like, a Bucktown, Logan Square area. Yes. Not a bad area, but far from a good. It'd be middle to lower middle class, where Lincoln Park is middle to upper class. Mm-hmm. For some reason, you're right. Why the hell is that? That doesn't make any sense.
Because most of the people probably who go to the Webster are a little hoity-toity and don't want to cause a stink.
You're right.
And they like to follow the rules.
I'm not about following the rules. Fuck off.
You should have gone to City North.
I can't believe it. That is the best advice you've ever given me.
Thank you. Just go to the City North.
Because that's solid advice. And I'm sure if I complained about the level of people talking or whatever, they'd give me a refund. I know they would. You're completely right.
Where, at City North?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Because you can leave any theater within a half an hour if you don't like
Yeah, they probably,
movie.
Or give you like free food or something. They try to
that's
quell your...
That's a great point. Jesus.
I think the other people would just...
Do you see the irony in that, though? Like if you're in a store in those type of neighborhoods, they're going to check your bag.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have the most customer service, but certain things, the customer service is above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! You're freaking me out.
Did
here.
You just That's... open night, open your mind?
Yeah, you totally did. This will definitely change my viewing habits, because I always thought of the City North as the place where if I'm going to see a movie where I could drink on opening night and want to just hang out and happen to watch a movie, that's the place to go.
I don't see it that way. I really don't.
City North?
Yeah.
City North is a... But, like, the theater itself, they're never good. The screens are kind of shit. I'd rather... Number one is a music box for me.
Okay.
Do you... I go there
as much as
possible.
I mean, I only went... No, because it's expensive.
Yeah, that's
true. And I know it's all, like... And it's most movies I've never, ever, ever heard of.
Okay. I like that about it.
Yeah, but I like to, you know...
No,
I don't really.
Seen.
Well, one, I don't even go see movies that often anymore.
I
just download them.
I don't like that.
I should say that.
No, it's okay. Oh yeah, because they're going to find you. I don't download any movies. I just it's not so much that I'm against it. It doesn't ever look as good.
Well, I don't download. I usually
did. We talked about.
Think of a movie.
Did we talk about on the show that someone is bootlegging the short film I made?
Yeah, I think we did.
Did we? That's hilarious.
You made a point of it.
That's great.
See, well, my thing is I don't really want to go see movies that aren't visually appealing in a movie theater.
So, like you wouldn't want to see a Woody Allen film in the theater. You
no,
can just watch it at home.
Exactly.
But Avatar, you would want to see in the theater.
Well, I'm going to see that anyway, but...
Yeah, I agree.
That's the same principle.
Okay. So, out of owning the theater, you like the City North?
I don't care.
You don't care at all?
I don't care.
You're
not
a theater person.
You know, if I'm really that concerned, then I'll go to the fancy joint where they charge
What's the fancy
me 20
joint?
Bucks. The Showplace and the AMC.
Have you been to the Showplace yet?
No. No, I'm not going to pay that much.
Well, then you're
me?
Never... Okay, I'm just asking. I'm asking. The Showplace is the brand new theater in Roosevelt.
I understand they have very comfy seats and you can bring in your wine glass.
No. You don't do that. Movies... I mean, that's what you can do. Yes, I'm not denying that.
Oh, okay.
But I disagree completely in that type of viewing aesthetic.
I don't care.
At certain points of me, I'm a huge purist. Certain points of me, I want... Don't fucking talk. I'm going to watch this on my tiny laptop and be happy. It doesn't make any sense. I feel like if I want the theater experience, I want to go to the music box, where at least if the movie sucks, I can look at the walls and the ceiling and have a great...
you for
Seriously,
2 hours.
And they use real butter, and they're
Ooh.
Not fucking idiots. The customer
See,
service
good.
Is way better. Ugh, just want to
oh
stab
God.
Motherfuckers in the
Have you
neck.
Ever been to the big one? What's the IMAX?
What's the big one? Oh, the IMAX at Navy Pier?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I
have
don't
you?
Get it.
You don't get IMAX?
No. It's just a big screen.
That is true.
It's just too big.
Do you like 3D movies?
Not really. I don't. I.
But you don't like
then
movies,
again,
though.
I don't get. I like movies.
What's your favorite movie?
Trainspotting.
Ooh, that's a good favorite movie.
Yeah,
you have indie
I know.
Credibility, kind of. You see some dick.
Some drugs.
There's a drug use. There's a dead baby that
yeah,
falls from
that
the ceiling.
Walking.
There's a toilet scene.
Yeah, that's a very, really,
it's a very
really
good
soundtrack.
You like Danny
too.
Boyle. Have you seen Millions by Danny Boyle?
No, but I think I wanted to.
I'll loan you my
copy. I think it's on
copy.
My list.
It's great. I love
Netflix.
It. I think he's great. You saw Slumdog.
No.
Really?
I'm really lazy.
Slumdog's really good.
I'm really lazy. I have Netflix, and it takes me literally a month to watch
one
movie.
You should just cancel that.
Well, I'm not paying for it.
You share it with John?
John is.
There you go.
John gave his present to me 1 year. Was one Netflix movie.
That's
like,
not
so
bad.
I get the thing.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I get one.
Cool.
And it just sits there for weeks.
What do you have now?
A Scanner Darkly.
Ooh, okay.
And I only have it. I've that. Seen the whole thing up to the end. And I fell asleep.
Oh, were you tired or was it just not good?
I was tired.
Are you sure it was?
And
good?
I wake up and I'm like, "Fuck, it's over." I wake up as
were
the credits
the
rolling. No, I was okay. at home, but I think it was like on a movie channel or
Weird.
Something. And so I'm renting it again, and I don't remember what the fuck happened.
That's good.
So I gotta watch it all over again. I don't got time for that.
When I go off on tangents like this, are you in fear of your life?
No.
Good.
I think it would be different if you got up and started yelling into my mic. Like, for some reason, you came over this way. Just to, so you could really, like, yell
you
at me.
You did it! No!
It'd be like a little, that'd be a little frightening. Because I got nowhere. I'm in a corner here.
Am I getting... You are in a, literally in a corner.
I'm literally
you're
in a corner.
In, you're in a director's chair in
I
a corner.
I can't run.
No, you can't. You are trapped. You might die in that chair.
Actually, yeah, because the window's far. And the door
and
is farther.
The window is illegally chained shut. Or locked
what?
Shut. You didn't see that? Look at it, because there's bars on the window.
I see them, but they look
then
like...
there's a lock. There's a padlock. Or there's a lock on the bars because that's where they kicked in our windows. And now we have, since we have such a shitty landlord, we have illegally locked them so we don't get broken into again.
That's horrible.
So if there's a fire...
Those bars don't look very sturdy anyway.
Well, they would already been kicked in once, and now there's a different
Now there's padlock. A padlock?
Yeah, so now we're just going to die.
Like that the padlock
yeah, fuck
is
this
the
place.
Safety.
Maybe this is why I want to kill theater employees, because I'm just trapped in a situation like this. Just murder on my mind.
Maybe
it needs to get
shouldn't...
sunny out, Murrah. Holy shit.
You should get a lamp.
I should get a lamp.
You should get one of the sun lamps. And put it in the corner.
I need sun lamp, and I gotta start getting high.
I would like to see a sun lamp in the corner of a room, mm-hmm. so it looks like it's actually sunny
just
in your room.
Just, that's what the cat would lay.
Yeah, no, it'd be like up in on the ceiling.
That's not a bad idea.
And maybe it would turn on like the sun does.
And then someone would steal it.
Maybe in the ceiling. No one would notice.
Yeah, you would think no one would
notice. And it could have a picture like... You know in the Coca-Cola commercials, there's
no.
the big sun drinking a Coke?
Oh, yeah.
It would have that picture.
So the sun's going to have diabetes?
Yeah. You have to feed it Coke.
I am really glad you're my friend. Because if I had other people here and I started telling that story, they would literally...
They'd
like,
be freaked
they'd
out.
They'd be freaked out.
They'd walk out.
They would. They the couldn't
like,
walk out.
I can't do this
they
anymore.
Would just be silent. And this would be awful.
I find it amusing.
My anger, my
yeah.
ire.
I would like to have seen... You yell at an employee.
See,
at
I
a
would
movie
never,
theater.
I would never yell at an employee. That's the irony.
Or the manager.
I would never yell at them because it's like, fuck this. I'm just gonna leave.
I see.
I don't want to support you and your dumbass job. I'm not gonna be the guy writing letters.
That's true. That's what someone at the Webster place would do.
Which I probably should write letters. I'd
write
probably
a letter.
Get a bunch of passes.
Probably, yeah. I think the only way the people at Webster do complain is by doing that.
Yeah. Why don't
like, I want to see her manager.
I'm not smart enough. I just get too
angry. That's too much work.
It's not that much work.
Yeah, it is.
Me telling you this is, that's 10 times longer than the email I could have written.
I guess. They don't even have that many good movies anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Their choices are a little lacking sometimes.
Are you serious?
Sometimes at the Webster.
Well, compared to City North, it's way better.
Yeah, that's true.
City North has way too many kids films and just shit pandering. Where Webster Place is like half shit pandering and half okay stuff. Never anything great.
No. Although the best place is at Century, the hoity-toity.
The hoity-toity Century.
It's the real. That's like
that's really good.
That is because it's a chain.
Yeah.
But it's an indie.
It's
chain.
It's an indie chain. That's really good.
All they
really
show
good.
Is all the fucking.
Those are good. Like that's where an education
movies.
Is. A Serious Man, a Simple Man.
Those are the films. That's a movie.
So we accidentally had a movie podcast on the night of the Academy Awards,
but not
but
really
won't
about
air
movies
until Tuesday.
But not really about movies, though.
Yeah, and you're going away.
Yeah.
And you're sick. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get healthy on a train.
Why not?
There's no air.
What if I get one of those air canisters? They probably wouldn't let me on.
An air canister? Like you're going to clean
like
a keyboard?
No. Like the big one, like the old people carry around.
Oh, yeah, you should do. Well, why wouldn't they let you do that?
Because it's, I don't know, I'd blow up the train with it or something.
If it's for your, no, I don't think you'd, how would you blow
up the
train?
I don't know how
train?
That works.
We're not good with technology at all.
I don't know how that works with the air canisters and everything.
Well, they have to let you on.
I just assumed it was kind of like planes.
No, you're not going, you're not flying, you're not, it's the same elevation.
Yeah, but no, I don't mean that, I just mean, you know, the terrorist threats.
Yeah, I don't think that would happen.
I guess. Like, I bought a bottle of dry shampoo.
Yeah.
And I just realized on it says, flammable. Caution,
ooh.
Don't puncture. So I'm going to have to, like, give it to someone.
So is it like a spray thing?
Yeah, you just spray it in your hair. It's supposed to soak up all the
interesting.
Oil.
Interesting.
But I can't bring it back.
Yeah, how long, how many
years
do you
let me
get out of it? How big is it?
I don't know.
Did you buy the economy size or something?
No, but still. I mean, I'm only going to be on the train for a couple days.
Well, you could
days,
use it
and
after.
And I'm going to shower the rest of the time.
You could use it after.
No, I can't bring it home.
I know, but you could use it after you're off the train.
No, I'm going to shower.
You can...
I'm going to shower,
goddammit.
You can
shower, but you don't have to wash your hair that way.
No.
Maybe it's the best
gross.
Shampoo in the world.
No.
All right, I don't care.
It just seems gross. It's kind of like, I'm trying to think of
I don't think it
a...
seems gross. I think not bathing and washing your hair is gross.
Yeah, but you know what? It's kind of like the wipes. I wouldn't want to live off of wiping
wipes.
Myself.
Yeah, but it's not
take
a bad thing.
To take a bath.
Of course, of course.
I'd rather have a proper shower.
What are you wearing on the train? Are you going to wear like sweatpants or something?
I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Wearing pajama pants.
Well, I decided last time I flew, most people fly like they wear worse clothes. They're like, I'm going to
really?
Wear the most comfortable
My mom
things.
Always wears, she gets really nice.
I wore a suit the last time I flew.
Yeah, my mom
just
goes really fancy.
Yeah. I got treated way nicer.
Well, because they probably thought you were a businessman.
I was on
JetBlue. Saving
Blue.
Money.
I was on JetBlue.
You're
Blue.
Saving money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it was great. I loved it. I'm going to wear suits at all times when I fly.
Yeah, well, yeah,
or something
well, no.
like that.
It's like when people tell you that you should dress for success when you go to work.
Yeah.
And you dress really nice. People will
course,
look at you
of
in
course,
a different...
Of course, of course, of course. But
so
I am
when
in
you're
a
on a
comfortable
plane,
seat and I'm trying to sleep in a suit.
That's true.
Where if
that's
I had a hoodie on and like track pants, which I've done. When I flew to Amsterdam, that's what I flew in.
Yeah. I'll even go as far as wearing flip-flops.
Just wearing a robe and flip-flops.
Yeah, because especially when you're passing through the stupid things, you got to take your shoes off.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
I mean,
but it's
worth
it.
I got flip-flops. Nothing in them.
I don't know. But then when you get off the plane, whenever you get there, you're like, ready
it's
to
cold
go.
Or you're...
No, no, no. When you're wearing a suit, it's great.
No, no, but I'm saying if you're wearing, like, jackass clothes.
Yeah, you look like an asshole.
You do.
You look like a poker player.
And if you're going to a foreign country or somewhere,
you just want to fuck.
You look stupid.
That's right. You look stupid.
You look dumb getting off the plane.
That's true. We
they
should
know
end
where
this.
You, they know where you came
going
from.
Going on tangents.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you, Merle.
We're going to try to Skype
it. And then, but who am I going to talk to about murdering people?
On the Skype.
On the Skype. I got to apologize to the Time Out article, too, because apparently that is all I talk about is murder.
You do. Yeah. They actually were correct.
They were spot on. Oh, Charlie Dietz took photos of me yesterday.
Doing what?
Press photos.
Okay.
Because I was like, these are so bad. We need like actual press photos.
Okay. I thought it was like, what were you doing? That
just
he took pictures.
Out.
I murdered someone.
But you know, I have that chicken suit. Well, I have a chicken suit. Did you know that?
You did, and you told me ideas with it, but I've
well,
never
I used
seen
them
it
yesterday.
Okay. I've never properly seen it.
I'm giving it to Billy Roberts. So
okay.
That's
I'm
it.
Thinking it has like feathers.
Yeah.
And oh, really?
Yeah. It's in the. I could show you. It's actually right there. You could see it.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. It's full. It's full, man. There's a
oh,
mask and everything.
I was thinking it was more like literal feathers, like a Big Bird.
Oh, well, that's very similar to Big
it
Bird.
It is.
Now
I
you're
see.
Knocking the chicken suit.
But it would have been funny if it was like literal feathers. That would be a very expensive chicken
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, no, this was $8 at Salvation Army.
What?
It retails for like $100.
Where did you get what?
Yeah, it was on the Salvation Army.
That's quite a
on
lucky
like
find.
Western and 21st.
I would love to have found out the backstory of that chicken suit.
Yeah.
Can you wash that thing?
I don't know. That's why I'm giving it away.
Oh, gross.
I don't care. Ugh. One and done. Put it on once, getting rid of it. It's going to be exciting.
Were you wearing clothes underneath?
Yes,
okay,
of course.
Good.
Yeah. No,
I would tell you to go get some lice lotion.
I didn't let
something.
Anything touch my body from that suit.
You should have worn one of those hazmat
suits
under it. Yeah.
Why not just wear a hazmat suit and
all the time?
Over the chicken suit.
No.
And then underneath the chicken suit is a full suit.
No, but the hazmat suit's to protect you from whatever's crawling on that chicken suit.
I just think it's funnier for a photo if I have
a
hazmat. Just layers.
Because then you're like a real life chicken person.
But I have a suit underneath it that's visible.
Okay. Well, I told you the idea last time was I'd rather have you wear the chicken suit and then you'd have a suit on top of it.
No, that,
so it'd be like he's wearing a
I
like
get
it's
that,
a chicken
but I have
a
too
suit.
Much. I don't have a suit big enough for that.
And it's a person.
I don't have a big and tall suit yet.
It's a chicken person.
I get that. We're going to keep going with this.
But you would also need someone else, I think. Like a girl
what?
Chicken in a dress. It'd be funnier.
Why would that be? Because
it'd be the couple.
Oh, okay. So like American Gothic, but in chicken suits.
Yes. Oh, that'd be good.
I don't think so. I don't think that would be good.
Whatever. I'd like it.
Well, that's why you're going to California.
All those hippies.
Yeah, you could have your hippie chicken suit conversations. Should we close with music or should we just end it?
Let's close it with music.
We're not doing that We Are the World thing.
The what?
Never mind.
No, I know.
Okay.
So?
What should we play? What should we play? Merle.
I don't know. What do you got?
What, I don't know. Songs and things.
Play a song then.
Oh, you're a bitch. Ah, good times.
Yeah.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah. You're a bitch.
Yeah, I'm not really. I'm not
you
really
go to
leaving.
California.
I'm not really leaving. You're just kicking me off the show. No, it's a nice way of telling them.
By saying gone. You're a bitch.
Now I'm going to California.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's quote unquote going to California.
As I just spoke about murder for 20 minutes, and then you go to California.
You're gonna murder me, aren't you?
No, I'm not gonna murder you.
And then people will think I've gone to California and just never came back.
I'm not playing the Zeppelin going to California. That's too obvious.
You could, I've been dubbing my own words into leaving on a jet plane.
No, I'm not doing that.
Leaving on an Amtrak train. And then I'm coming back in April. It doesn't really rhyme, but
don't
know
when I'll be back on April 8th. April 6th. You're flying, so you're leaving on a train, coming back on a jet plane.
Yes.
There's no good song in that.
No.
No, there really isn't. What song have I been listening to a lot that I've enjoyed? What about you?
Ooh,
the heat just kicked on.
I can't think of anything.
Ooh, Dead
Sorry.
Air. That's a great way to end the show.
Sorry, I can't think of anything.
No, it's okay. What should I play?
This is really horrible,
No, this is actually kind of
interesting. You should probably edit this later.
I will not edit anything.
And put in a... Just go, hey, let's play a song, and then a song plays.
No, that's not going to happen. You know what? I know. We're going to close with Mr. Rogers, because we haven't done that yet.
All right.
And I love Mr. Rogers. Yeah, we haven't played...
You should be him for Halloween one day.
I was last... That was 2 years ago.
Did you gray your hair?
I put... yeah, I kind of grayed my hair. Nice. It was like baby powder and stuff in the hair.
Did you stay... Wait, what were you wearing? You wearing
red
the
cardigan,
sweater?
Khaki pants.
Oh, okay.
You know the Mr. Rogers poster I have in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
It's that.
Oh, okay.
That outfit on.
Because you could have gone Mr. Rogers right when he comes in.
Well, that's the thing.
Or Mr. Rogers when he's in there and hanging out.
Yeah, because I wore casual shoes like gym shoes. Mm-hmm. I did those shoes, and then I had the blue tie, red cardigan.
Do you wear Converse?
No, I think you wore like a general blue shoe. It could have been Keds. It could have been Converse.
They look like Converses, I think.
They did, but I don't think
they're Converse-esque.
Maybe.
They're from Payless.
Exactly. It could.
They're
I think,
the generic.
I don't Converse. Think he would be the kind of guy that would wear Nikes or Converse because he wanted to make it general. You
That's
I mean?
True.
That's you a good them. Note to end on, Mr. Rogers.
Aw. So, especially I'll with all your murdering and.
Oh yeah, exactly. This is calming my murder down.
Oh, you should just carry crazy. A picture of Mr. Rogers with you and then look at it when you get really angry.
Yeah, that wouldn't work because then I would just feel like a failure.
Oh.
So that's bad.
But then he would say, don't worry.
If I have,
okay.
Then I'm hallucinating and I'm
he
probably murdering.
To you?
Yes. If Mr.
Like, would he tell you to murder?
Well, Billy gave me that keychain for my birthday.
What keychain?
The Mr. Rogers keychain. You press it and there's like
four
sayings.
Oh, that's
sayings.
Nice.
It's great.
Does one of them say don't murder?
No, it should.
Yeah,
it should. That. That's your... That's what your gift to me for my birthday should be.
Find, try to piece together.
No, you say,
hey,
don't murder.
Oh, okay.
That's it. That should be the bottle opener.
I would like to try to piece together and see if Mr. Rogers ever said murder.
I don't think so.
At any point in time.
I really hope not. Don't ruin him. He's perfect.
What? He could have said something about murder.
He's perfect.
In a positive way.
Don't murder, kids. All right, Merle, I hope you have a safe and fun trip. I'll see you in April, and we're going to try to do a bunch of these when you're on the road.
Ew.
I'm going to give you a camera. Don't let me forget. I got to give you that camera.
Yes.
All right. Should people follow you? Come on. Plug.
It's... Oh, crap.
Really? I'll link it to the blog.
Just link it, yeah, because I don't know.
She's
it's
on Twitter.
A big old Tumblr thing.
What's your Twitter?
Oh, Merle is a nerd.
Merle is a nerd. M-E-R-E. M-E-R-L-E. Is a nerd, all one word.
Yeah.
Okay, Merle's a nerd. Follow her on Twitter.
Or Tumblr.
There you go. Just Google her name. Will it come
Probably,
up?
Probably, yeah.
I don't
should.
Know. We'll figure it out. Merle, be safe. Here's Mr. Rogers, and have a wonderful evening.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. You know, you can always help to make each day a special day. By just your being yourself, you grow in your own way. Everyone does. That's one reason each one of us is different and special. And people can like us exactly as we are.